guys, pull the fuck up.
So it wasn't because they didn't get killed
No,
first,
because
or?
They got, a gay couple got killed. So he's
Did y'all see the Friday movie? What's the topic today? The ladies is talking about the gay community's mad because a gay couple got killed.
No,
I mean,
y'all want to be included
in the horror movie.
They want to be included.
You know where people get killed.
What are you complaining for, nigga? Like, you said you want to be a part
usually,
of everything.
The black people usually get killed first. Like, let's just keep it real. So you kind of fit into a.
Can y'all niggas hear me good? Let me know if you can hear me. If you can hear me good, put it.
No, tell them the other topic though. It's not about just gay.
They can read the thing. Oh, we're gonna talk about because you know you seen that post I put the other day. We're going to talk about that post. In fact, let me pull that shit up.
Okay.
All right. I guess I better hit the intro real quick, y'all, so we can jump this bitch off. Hey, Lit Podcast. Yo, what up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Players Podcast. Our podcast. The podcast for the players. The Player Podcast. Play the Player Podcast. Hey, the Players Pod.
He's like, oh, you nigga told you to shut up.
God damn it. Nigga, shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut your ass up. What's up, man? What's going on? We back. We got the ladies. They chilling. They ready to do the thing. You know what I'm saying? So look. Alright, did y'all see the Friday? Or what is it? What's the name of the movie? Friday the 13th?
Halloween.
I mean, Halloween. I just said that.
Halloween. Hold on, let me go to it.
A gay couple got killed. Is that what really happened? Kev, what'd it do, man?
Halloween kills.
What up, my nigga? She said, but why are you wearing the snake like it's a scarf? I need answer.
Like a scarf.
Right.
Because it's getting cold. Y'all see, it's hoodie season.
You know what's
started.
Messed up, though? Because I bought some boots that this are like snake skin. And I swear to God, they look like almost like him. And I kept thinking, I kept getting scared because.
Like, snake skin.
Yeah, I thought it
don't
was
buy
a
no snake
skin in the box. I won't jump. Like.
Nah, I'm gonna be quick today, y'all, because I gotta cook, my nigga. I'm hungry. We about to cook, nigga. I'm making some eating linguine. I'm dipped when they see me. I'm dipped when they see me, nigga. Where my niggas at? Like that song. That's my shit. Kev, what it do, man? What you done finished wiping down the Caprice and shit, Nick? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, his car is clean.
Clean, nigga. I seen clean. That nigga in traffic the other night. I knew it was that nigga. We was on Colfax, and it was like before Havana. But that nigga was coming off of one of the little side cuts. I was like, all right, you know that was Kevin, nigga. I was sliding. I was like, barely saw that nigga. Like, hold on, nigga. We got to slow down. That nigga Kev be driving slow as hell. That nigga does not hit the gas.
I feel like he was
made sure to see the gas. See him.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I feel like his soul's supposed to be in Texas.
Right.
Like, he's a Texas nigga.
My nigga, man. Yeah, but so look, y'all, let me pull up this post real quick. God damn it, let me pull up the post. So look, me, I'll give y'all my opinion after the ladies give y'all their opinion. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's a good question, though. For real. Because a lot of us get sucked into shit and, you know, we kind of forget where our base is at, nigga. Who's really fucking doing this shit out here? You know what I'm saying? I think, hold on.
I just be gliding.
So look, this says, I'll be damned if I watch my man work 40 plus hours a week, pay the bills, put food on the table, and bow my head and say, thank you, Jesus. It's funny to me. It is funny, you know, but I mean, yeah, you know, Jesus, God, whatever you believe in, you know, if that's where you feel like is your source of strength and shit, then maybe that's, you know. But I feel like a lot of my efforts, nigga, come from within. You feel me? That's why I asked the last question, or are you God? You know what I'm saying? Serious question, my nigga. Are you God? Little cousin, is you God? Kev, you God? Kev's the car God, nigga. Oh, God. The car God of Colorado, my nigga. I just be glad. Oh, God, you do, nigga. We waited for you for like 15 minutes, nigga, to catch up. And Dustin drives slow, and even he was asking, getting frustrated, like, is this nigga still on Colfax? Yeah, that nigga on Colfax, my nigga. We love Colfax. That's my shit. Yeah, you are. So, you feel me? So, it's like...
I feel like we are God. Like, obviously, I believe in God, but I feel like maybe I would say, like, we're part of God or something. Like, because we create our own reality. That's what people don't understand. Like, they're praying to Jesus, thinking, like, you know, like, he's going to solve everything. But really, you're the one that's putting the work in. You're the one that comes up with the thought. You're the one that has to go out and go get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so you are God. Like, but obviously there's, you know, a God. But you are that. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. How would you think, Brittany?
I'm just here. I mean, I get it. People gonna believe what they wanna believe, but Taisha is right. Like,
when you know who you are,
you know what to do.
This is coming, nigga.
I don't really get into the whole spiritual thing, because,
I don't like
the way people grew up and. It's too much.
Yeah, it'd be too much.
That's a conversation for another day. Because, listen, I got some questions.
I feel like...
still ain't been answered.
I feel like there's definitely something greater than all of us. You know what I'm saying? And in my mind, it could be all of us combined. You know what I'm saying? We just got to tap into that shit. You know what I mean? I don't know necessarily if there's one source of... You know what I'm saying? This whole thing. Like, you know how they say the creator and all that shit? I can't say. I don't fucking know. Nobody really truly knows. You feel me? But we do know what makes us feel good and what makes us feel right and exact within this fucking world we in and shit. You feel me? We definitely know that. And me, I feel like, nigga, you know, God is definitely real, but
But for her, she said Jesus. So I'm not giving
Jesus and God are supposed to be the same person. Is that not the truth? I got that twisted? Somebody correct me?
Because he's the son.
I'm like, he's the son. So, like, I'm confused about all of that, because they say he's the son, but then there's God, but then there's the...
Let's get into that.
And then what? Holy Ghost? The Holy Spirit?
Right.
He said, we are made in God's image. We are little gods. We're never meant to be kings and queens. We were only given the term kings and queens because we needed structure. See, and that's what's so, that's why that God thing be so loose and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you define? And then when niggas come out and start saying they God, blasphemy.
If you say you're God, people will lose their shit. Like, what? You're God?
I'm
like,
a God.
But like he said, and like I said previously, like you're a part of that. Like he said, you're in God's
player
image.
Not the player mayor. Now, being a God, now, I'll say this shit. This is some shit that used to happen to me a long time ago, nigga, when I used to be, like, in between sleep and shit, going to sleep. I used to have this thought in my head that would say that shit, like, I am God. Like, for real, I'm telling you. And, nigga, I used to kick that shit out of my mind because I would go to church, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, that's dangerous thinking, nigga. You trying to get us killed? You know what I'm saying? God. I don't know why that thought used to come into my brain. I'm giving y'all some sensitive information, nigga. Like, for real. This is some shit from my childhood. Like, real talk. You know, but... nigga, it would happen often, too. And I'd be, like, so fucking scared, nigga. Like, stop fucking saying that shit. Nigga, you gonna get this fucking murder. But now that I done came up and started learning all this shit, listening to all these niggas and opening my mind to new things... See how this nigga's not biting, nigga? Open my mind to new things.
He's looking at the computer, the mic. Like,
right. Like, where is the thing?
Right.
I'm more open to that concept because when they say I am God, they don't necessarily mean I created the world. I'm running all this shit. I'm ahead of all you niggas.
I'm God of my life.
Yeah. Right.
My spirit and my soul. Like, you know.
I'm in control. Nigga, my power, nigga, it remains within me. You feel me? Like, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Prove that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the church thing, church used to cloud that shit in a way because they take so much from you. You know what I'm saying? And they don't give you anything, my nigga. Like, this is the fucked up thing about church. These niggas want you to pay them every month and all this shit. Bruh. And then they got a certain percentage. Like, damn, bruh. Nigga, I thought y'all was taking donations, motherfucker. Y'all got terms and shit. A contract.
The tithes, the offering, the building fund. But
yeah, what? The building fund. But you niggas ain't got no fucking house fund, nigga. You niggas ain't got no housing programs. You're not even, you linked in with the government on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. Not on no real shit for us, though. Y'all should have some FHA shit ready for motherfuckers with certain credit scores and shit.
Right, because you don't have to pay taxes or none of that. Car like, shit. So all the money that you're getting from tithes and offerings, you better be giving it back to your people, thank but you. They don't.
You know, Sister Johnson.
Who needed that rental assistance, didn't get it.
Thank you. My nigga, Sister Susan, if she got good credit history or something, you have to be able, you're taking from them. From the mass of people that you know what I'm saying, have congregating up in your shit, you're taking from them, nigga. Mm-hmm. But you don't even offer shit. But some, like you said, some fucking old crackers, nigga, some chicken once a month. Mm-hmm. Nah, nigga, I need a crib. You know
what I'm saying? Or at least have like rental assistance, right. Or like, you know, groceries, like, you know, groceries. Something. You
they
know?
Don't have nothing.
Y'all don't, y'all like, take
they
the
go
money.
Take Big all the money said, and get mm-hmm. a Benz.
Jesus was telling us we are gods. Okay. Bruh, off subject. I was watching this documentary on how big the universe is. That shit gave me anxiety. Nigga, it's a wild world, huh? We don't know what's really happening, my nigga, outside of this earth thing. Man, look. What if we're, like, y'all remember that shit on, was it, not Bad Boys, Men in Black? Mm-hmm. When it was like in the beginning, when they was like going in the universes and shit, and then it ended up being like some marbles and shit. Mm-hmm, like, yes. That shit fucked me up. That shit never left my mind, nigga. Oh, God. It was a big ass alien manipulating shit. I was like, oh,
somebody saying space is fake.
Space is fake?
But think about it. Like, what's his name who landed on the moon?
They said that, yeah, people never really went up there. Like, really been up there.
Because it's like, look at what he traveled in. Do we really think that made it to the moon? Come on now.
Back in
like,
the day.
Right. Like, come on now.
I ain't looked at that enough to have an opinion. I had to look at that. Kev, nigga, I ain't gonna lie, bro. The way, man, just the way things are. Like, the stars out there and shit. You can see that shit, but you never touched it. You know, it's like, it's gotta be out there.
Close to touching it. Like, you know?
Right.
I feel like that when I go in the mountains. Like, I be feeling so small. Like,
right, compared to right.
So, just the mountains alone. Mm-hmm. So, the universe.
And the sun is so big. It's the biggest planet. So, why we ain't frying right now?
Right.
Like, what?
Oh, God.
That's just not making sense. But then Pluto was a real planet. Now it's not. Then we got Planet X. Like, okay, so which one is it? But...
don't that make you feel like damn, my nigga, like anything could happen. Like some motherfuckers could be more powerful. You know what I'm saying? Like the
right,
like
come
that
down
alien
here
shit.
And just like
take over.
And just yeah, like y'all niggas get the fucking line. No, I mean line up, get naked, nigga, and line the fuck up. Y'all niggas
get naked. Why you gotta get naked?
Because right, that's what you do to slaves. You know what I'm saying? You gotta strip
everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If you get out of line, we gonna beat the shit out of you. Like we watched y'all do this shit to each other. So it's like,
so what was the documentary called? I wanna watch it.
The documentary. What's the name of that documentary, Kev?
I need to know what's in the ocean.
We need to.
I think that's a little more scary.
I don't
want to
go.
I just
want to
know. Like,
me too. I'm so scared of the ocean.
It's in there.
Like,
you
I
know?
Like the ocean, but right. It's a scary place because it goes right. So deep. Like,
exactly.
There's so much water.
Yeah, things change, see? Though. Nope. The deeper you get, the mm-hmm. stuff gets different.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
Like, dark.
We be watching, like, you know, like the little.
Yeah.
He's ready to eat now. This nigga.
See? Told you. Now
he
gonna eat my leg.
He
can't feed him. Like.
This nigga's ready to eat. Nigga, he's like, man, where am I?
Look
bro.
How straight his neck is. Like, he's ready.
He's definitely gonna bite some shit for sure.
Yeah, like,
he's looking kind of skinny. This nigga ain't ate in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Look, he's just licking everything.
He knows it's time to eat because. He doesn't like to be
nigga,
held.
This is the first one I've got.
So
when
we hold
him,
he's like, okay, it's supposed to go
down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, see,
yeah, I want to watch that documentary.
Y'all niggas need to stop being scared
right,
of snakes,
bro. I need to know something.
I feel like.
Powerful, nigga.
Man, just think about all this stuff on the, like, there's probably animals, like, you know, that no one's ever seen before.
Right. Yeah, it is, for sure. Definitely. This world is so vast. Like, especially when it comes to shit like forests and deserts and the ocean, the Arctic, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Them big ass places where nobody's just there. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Really
there.
Knowing.
Yeah, it's some literally. Shit out there you don't want to see, I bet you. My Nick, tomorrow, what up, nigga? What's up, G? What the fuck is going on? Tell them about the God, my nigga. Like, yeah, I didn't already talk about
I know she'll have the perfect, like, definition for that. So tell her what the topic is about.
Yeah, so basically we were just saying, you know, people give thanks to God, Jesus, you know, whoever they place above themselves. Mm-hmm. But we want to take it back to the source. Like, are you God? Are you the source of everything good in your life? Or is it some outside spirit?
No, it's the Jesus.
Well, that's what I'm referring to. Jesus, Buddha, Allah, all them different names for the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So are you the guy, my nigga, tomorrow? Where you
I think it's both.
This shit could be deep. Or this shit can get deep. Why was our souls chosen to live life? A very intelligent conversation. Nigga, I often think that shit, but I think I know now. I think I'm just here to just bring people together, like all my niggas. I've been bringing niggas together from all my different lives. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Most of these niggas that they don't fuck with you, y'all are going to be on the same frequency for the most part. So ain't no reason for them niggas not to be able to come together, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Why are we here? Like, why are we chosen?
Tyshia, why are you here, girl?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
You're not here just
honestly,
to be my
I
wife.
Think it's just to help people, for real.
Little cousin. Oh, God, my nigga.
For real.
Big kid, that was some real shit, my nigga. Why are we chosen? I used to sit there. That shit would keep me up. Like, nigga, especially, like, after shit would happen, like, you know, we'll get shot at or some shit like that. I'll be like, nigga, I'm about to die, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm about to fucking die. Like, there was a couple nights, nigga, where, especially when a nigga that was there to get shot, or you hear that.
Why does he always do the craziest
thing? Keep playing. Keep fucking.
I already know as a kid, you probably your mom was probably annoyed as hell.
Right. All the sound of it.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm telling you, when them bullets, nigga, because you hear it's one thing to hear it in the movies. Mm-hmm. But when you hear that shit across your own ear, like, oh shit, which side of my head was that shit on? Because it happened so fast, you don't even fucking know. Like, you know, or it might have went across your, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga.
That's funny.
I used to be like, fuck, something's gonna happen to me, and then something ended up I got fucked up, nigga. Bad. So that shit made me stop, you know what I'm saying? So I could figure out where my life is going. We are gods, per my belief, as an extension of the Creator. Even the spirits I venerate have just transitioned. Uh-oh, hold on. They work another realm. See, nigga? That's one thing I'm scared of. I ain't gonna lie. Tyshia has fun doing that shit, going back and forth between the realms, nigga.
Listen, damn, shut up.
I'm still trying to master this realm, the one that I can touch and see and, like, you know, manipulate for the most part. Like, you know, I grew my hair. Like, I fucking, you know what I'm saying? Now, that shit, nigga, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Y'all some G's, nigga. That's why I fuck with the ladies.
What is
we
that called,
nothing
though?
Above
like,
our own selves.
Remember that movie?
What, like, astral projecting?
Yeah. Do y'all think that's
yes,
real?
Tyshia yes, Tyshia does that
it's
shit.
Definitely real. Right?
Listen, Tamara said.
And you know, the crazy thing is, because my sister just did it for the first time.
Really?
On an accident, though. What so she was in, like, super deep meditation. Uh-huh. And she was like, I was outside my body. Like, she was tripping, like...
See, oh, I don't have time, y'all. I don't have time.
Is that a cool thing, or
I mean, if you, I don't feel like if you don't know how to do it, you shouldn't do it,
right?
Exactly.
You know,
that's
if you're not comfortable with it, you definitely shouldn't.
Or you go somewhere you thought you wasn't going.
Yeah, you know how much I'm fucked up in this flesh for me to be fucking flying around and shit in the other realms, nigga. Oh man, I'm bringing back some shit with me, nigga.
They say, cause remember I told you I kept having a dream. That I was like, it's a specific house I keep going to in this dream. So, like, I had a reading, and they were saying that I'm literally going to visit, like, one of my ancestors or something. And, like, we'd be bringing information to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's why I'm able to, like, literally remember my dreams, like, when I'm at this house so vividly.
This shit creepy as hell.
Like, I don't know. That's I know it sounds crazy, cool. But...
Hold on.
Yes.
The ancestors.
She said, we put nothing above our own selves, but we trust spirits that can see what we can't. Nigga, that's some real shit.
Yeah, that's true. Because
we can't see.
Yeah. I definitely do... My bad, y'all. I'm fucking up. Hold on. Yeah, I really feel like that, too. Mm-hmm. Because there's things that we don't have control over, we can't see, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
And those projections.
Maybe the spiritual realm, nigga, can see those projections. She said, yes. You can master this by going to those. You go and get info and bring it back to master this realm. Mm-hmm. The snake on your arm is a god, forever giving you messages from one realm to the other, bridging the gap between water and land.
Is she like a spiritual?
Spirit and physical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's cool.
I found her ass one day talking shit. She was like, I think she like went off on some nigga or some shit. This is like years ago. How long have I known you now? It's been a long time. For real. But she was like getting off on some nigga. And then I just kind of was like, you know, if something catches my eye or tickles my brain a little bit, I'll look and I'll be nosy and shit. And I was just like, okay. She seems like somebody you shouldn't play with. I like people like that.
Yeah, he was like, go follow her. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, I like this girl. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, cause she has like little snap, but you know, she'd be peaceful though with it. Like, so I like that. But you know,
Louisiana niggas, I fucks with Louisiana for sure too. And the fact that that whole spiritual thing, cause look, I will say this, like, there has been things that have happened to me and shit. You know what I'm saying? And things I've predicted and shit. You know, I don't really want to talk about, but to let me know, you know, my spirit probably is open to that shit.
You're just not fully open to it.
Fuck no.
So once you do, though,
I'm not mature.
You'll be able
yet.
To like you, because you could master so much right now, like with your regular, you know, being how you are. But I promise you, if you tap into it, if you really tap into it, you'll be able to create like so much more than you already have.
Y'all niggas want to talk about some money? Trump's black nephew. This nigga Josh. Where the hell you been, nigga? They let your ass out of Facebook. I thought they put you in Facebook jail forever. It's like, nah, throw away the key this time. Nigga, you be on there pissing.
How do people be getting in Facebook jail?
I ain't seen this nigga in a minute, like, bro. Where the fuck is you at, Josh?
Right. Because I'm like, I seen the little, what is it like that restricts your account, but all the way Facebook jail. Like, how do people get all the way in there?
Right.
Like,
this nigga, man. This nigga so dope, man.
60 days, 90 days. I'll see y'all in 90.
Right.
Tamara said, it is. You just don't want to see it. There's spirits that have been trading on the market. Oh, you probably right, nigga. Because as soon as I saw Sheba hit Coinbase, I was like, oh, shit, huh, Tysha? I was like, oh, shit, I'm buying another bunch of that, nigga. I should show y'all what I did. For real, I really should. Because it's not even that much, you know what I'm saying? I was playing around again. I should have took that shit serious. Mm-hmm. It's like she said.
But because once you open that portal between both realms, like, they'll guide you, like, literally guide you to do you're supposed to do. You might not even heard of a coin, and they'd be like, okay, look, they'll just give you you know,
it's
crazy,
man. That shit makes me nervous, y'all,
because this means, much in, maybe they'll tell you, do this, do that. You know,
I know, because if I would have put, instead of putting $100 in or whatever, I should have put in 10,000. Rich as fuck right now. You feel me? Like, whoa. I need to stop playing around. You know what I'm saying? I need to stop playing for real. Because I believe, because I understand this shit. Mm-hmm. I do. I really understand it. I get it now. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'll never not be in crypto, my nigga. In fact, like, my stock shit has, I done transferred so much stock shit to crypto, like, because it's moving so much faster, it's so much more consistent, you know, especially compared to the previous years. Like, like, if y'all was in school, my nigga, I'm going to give you this. If you was in school, my nigga, and you understood the whole charts part that they taught us, you know what I'm saying? Side, so you got the time on the bottom, you got the money on the side, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can get that, my nigga, I'm telling you, you going to be strizzy. I'm if you can just get that, because there's different ways to do it. There are some niggas like my nigga Tamara, nigga. She does this shit like, nigga, she getting doing this shit by the day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm putting shit away for the shit, because there's a lot of these things we getting in real early. You know what I'm saying?
So she be doing options.
Yeah, she's doing options. She's doing
all
kinds
of
shit.
I want to learn how to do that.
Her ass. Gambler. Know thyself. Yes, you are. Big Rick, nigga. It's one of my OGs, nigga. What up, bro? Holidays coming up. Get stocks and stuff. You know people are about to buy. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, God. Oh, my God.
So funny, Brittany. Y'all, if he don't feed this snake.
y'all mess up, Brittany. Ain't that gonna happen?
Tell her I got her. She said she got you, nigga. For real, we need to, because I do want to expand, but see, once I get something, I like to kind of try to, like, you know, master that shit. Like, be real comfortable so I can look at something and be like, oh, okay. Like, how my nigga did is that nigga, man. I'm about to run that fucking Sheba chart through his brain for everybody, okay? Hopefully he give me some answers. Because the Sheba chart is fucking me up. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. It should have dropped, like, 2 weeks ago, in my opinion. It should have been down. Back down to when, I'll say 10%, not even 10%. I'll say maybe, like, 0.05% higher than where it was when it got on Sheba. I mean, on Coinbase. It should have fell back down, but it has not fell back. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Hold on. I'm not mad. It's still going up. But it's just going against everything I've learned. You know what I'm saying? And that right there, see, y'all just watch that shit. That right there is why I haven't moved on to things like options and shit like that. Because, you know, I feel like I still need more experience in this shit, even though I have made a lot of money, nigga. Mm-hmm. A lot, nigga.
It's just funny. Like, the first time I met Dustin, I'm looking at his arm like, is that a Bitcoin tattoo? I'm sitting up here. I literally Googled Bitcoin logo. I'm like, okay, I'm seeing what I think I'm seeing.
My nigga got Bitcoin tatted on him. For real. And that wasn't even the thing for me, because Dustin just likes shit. You know, he got all kind of shit tatted on him. Park Hill, whatever. You know
what I'm saying? Little Pillsbury boy.
Right.
Yeah, dope boy. You know what I'm saying? Little fat man cooking his shit. But, you know, my thing was when he told me, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. When he said, nigga, I have more crypto than USD, nigga, on hand at all fucking times. It's never not like that. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, okay, nigga. That cracked open my brain. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that was years ago, though. You know what I'm saying? But, so, if I'm telling you, y'all can get them charts, my nigga. I think correction coming February. Correction for everybody. I hope so.
That's what I was thinking. Like January.
So then tax season come and we fatten that shit up some more, my nigga. We going to the billions, nigga. Yeah. Because there's some wild shit out here. That one UBX I showed y'all the other day. Get your ass in there. You better get your asses in there.
Quick.
At least get you 1,000.
I think once it corrects itself, though, this next time, I think after that, then it's going to be set. To like where, you know, like it's just gonna consistently go up.
Yeah, I hope Bitcoin's under 50,000 when it happens.
Especially for Bitcoin. I don't see it going back down after it corrects itself again.
Please, y'all, let's fucking for Sheba, okay. Damn, you think this shit's gonna keep going through February, nigga? Whoo. If this shit goes through February, bruh.
You need to buy some more.
You feel me? I'm like, am I slacking again in this moment?
Like right now.
I'm like, just buy some more.
Cause I bought Sheba like a long time ago, nigga. Whenever we was talking about it, Tamir, that time when we was talking about that shit, I bought a bunch of that shit then, and it fell. It fucking fell.
He was so sad.
I was hurt. Like, oh, you bitch, just gonna take all my money and run. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. This is what happened. This is what happened with Doge. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, fuck at 20 cent, yo stupid ass got 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 million. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go to $7 for a nigga. So it might have slight dips, but not a big one.
Damn, for real?
See, that's what I think. It's been holding this position for too long.
The volume is so high, though. That, like quadrillions. Like, you know how many people's gonna take to get that shit up like that? Mm-hmm. Fill that fucking up that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot. Quadrillions.
That is a lot.
Is there a quadrillionaire? How many of them is
it? I don't think so. Well, maybe.
She just wanted to love on you. Bitcoin should be at 2 million in 10 years. Ooh. I hope so. And that's why I'm bullshitting, bro. All my Bitcoin, man. Slacked. I used it. Playing around, having fun and shit. Like, God damn it. And then it went down. And I had like 2,000,
right?
And then then I fucking used it again. I should have. What I should have did is I should have took it out and then bought it back in when it dropped again.
Y'all don't know if it's gonna drop.
I know I probably bored a lot of niggas with that crypto shit, but y'all niggas gotta stop being scared, man. I'm telling you, dude, we're out here for a reason. You're still alive for a reason. That's why I love my era, my nigga. Mm-hmm. All my niggas. I know I was just talking shit. I ain't trying to make nobody feel like nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, my niggas, the era I came up in, nigga, 79. 89. If you was born
79.
Right, like, what?
Jam. Yeah, there's a lot of, there's a lot of niggas like, from the 70s that's cold. Probably even farther back than that. That's just the one I'm saying.
Okay, that's not your era, though.
It is my era. It is my era, because I know all about that shit.
No, you was in the late 80s.
I was using typewriters, nigga. I was using fucking,
no.
Rotary phones, my nigga. Yeah, 70s. That's me. You feel me?
No. I probably still had
I was born in 88, though. But I'm just saying, like, in my life, we had the big black box-ass TV. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
All that old school
but
shit.
But no. That's what I'm talking about.
That's still not.
79 is my nigga too, okay? Trust me. Y'all trying to tell me how to live. You see this?
No, they probably
still throwing money on bullshit.
Difference, I mean, 9 to 10.
Because we had all nigga. That, but that's not my era either.
What you saying? 80s? Is not your era?
No, I'm talking about this. All the stuff that was in the 70s.
I love all that shit.
Vending machines.
Have you seen
that,
the cars like, that came out in the 70s?
Yes,
I mean?
But that's still not.
That's your
era.
Yes, it is.
No,
dude, I fucking.
You're 88.
I bought a 73.
Enough to grow up to still be around that.
How you think I got my hands on one? 73 fucking Buick, nigga. Tall old Nick. My fucking 84K. That was before I was born.
It kind
of. That's my shit. They try to tell me how to think, y'all.
That's your era.
89. See, Tamara's from the 80s. We the coldest niggas.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, we're from the 80s, not the 70s.
Right. Dude, I'm talking about the people. These niggas don't understand. There's things
your
that
people's era
still
yes.
lasted from the 70s that was still present in our shit.
Yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get
what
but you're saying. We get it.
Have you ever seen the fucking, when they used to play music with the tape, my nigga? I'm talking about not the actual tape, but the tech. And if you touch it, you fuck it up, your ass getting your ass whooped. Yeah, that's probably from the 70s, man.
Damn.
You they feel me? I experienced that.
Record players and
stuff. Yeah, record players too. I experienced that.
But it's not your era.
Julius, stop trying to tell me. How many of y'all niggas like old school cops?
I'm just saying, like
old piss school.
I am from fucking somewhere down here. My grandpa. That nigga put a lot of that shit in us. That nigga had a 70 fucking 7 Cadillac Coupe de Ville, nigga, canary yellow, nigga, in the garage for years. Cole, you trying to tell me the 70s ain't a part of my shit?
I mean,
we never said it was a part of it.
Yes, you did.
I said that's not your era.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. 79? You weren't even thought of in 79. Like, a whole decade later, here you came. You know how much change between them 10 years?
These niggas is crazy. My family still play vinyl. I still do, too. My mom got a hella records. I need to steal them from
their
her.
Era.
Breeze ass. Listen, my nigga, I'm telling you. All that. I just like the span of shit. Like, our combination of things. You know what I'm saying?
I do wish I was born in the 70s, though. It seemed like they was having a good-ass
good time. Good time. Parties. Like,
yeah.
Everything.
Nope. Them niggas was high.
The afros.
You said they were high. Body. Well, yeah, they were high.
Yeah,
still.
I'm glad I wasn't, because cocaine was cool and shit. Fucking
but it
heroin
the
was
80s,
cool.
Though.
Yeah, I think the 80s was the one where it got bad.
Crack cocaine. Cocaine's different than crack cocaine. When crack cocaine came out, that's what fucking
killed
our
fucking community.
But you like
to get high,
community.
Like, you know,
weed. Yeah, but
okay,
there were other things that were looked at like weed.
In the 70s?
Crack was looked at like weed, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You gotta understand, like, I'm so fucking glad we missed that, okay? Mm-hmm. The little ass baby crawling around in 88.
I feel like it's way worse now, though.
And not hustling.
It's way worse now, like, especially for the kids. They got access to weed, heroin, fentanyl.
The frequency is better on all that. Purest form of recorded music. I've heard that shit. For real. I mean, nigga, I don't know. I don't think y'all niggas understand what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. You're saying, like, that's what you fucking want. That's where you're yeah, we get what you're saying. We're just saying you was born
way. So what's my era then? Give me some years.
80s, not even the 80s, because yeah, we're going at the end of the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Ours is like
the
90s.
Mm-hmm. Do you know I was dealing with 1988 shit in the 90s? You know that, right? My dad was riding around in the 88 van.
Well, we
you
know
like
that.
Right, like, but that's his era.
Like, I'm sure, like, most of our music, you know, like the R&B, of course we'll go back and listen
oh,
to the
Oh, don't start talking about music. Then all these eras is my era.
But I'm just saying, like,
you don't talk about music because music is just the best thing
that's
ever.
That's not what we're saying.
There's nothing above music, nigga. as far as era wise, spiritual shit. Cause even cars, you know, cars is cool, but you can only fuck with a car for so long. You ain't got to have no money, nigga, to love some music. You feel me? Well, you kind of do, because then you're going to need a house to play the music inside of and shit. And if you a nigga like me, you need some speakers. Some real ones, nigga. That's another thing that's from the motherfucking 80s and the 70s. The nigga.
How do we even get on this topic?
I still got my big speakers in the garage right now. Because we're in control of ourselves and our spirit. Mm-hmm. My. All right, well, look, let me stop bullshit.
Fine, it was your era. All right.
Real shit. I feel like we the coldest niggas because we knew computers. We was able to switch over from macking in the streets to macking online, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
No. It got I feel like it got made worse.
Yeah.
They don't even know how to approach a woman. Damn. Dudes do the weirdest stuff to me, like, out in public. Like, what?
Bri, well, like what?
They just do weird shit. Like, they don't try to have, like, you know, they just want to go straight to, damn! Like, I don't know. Like, they don't even know how to talk to you, honestly.
Pretty much.
I'll be like, hi, how are you doing? They'll just look at me like, hi.
That's scary. I mean, you guys are intimidating when niggas see you.
How? Like,
because you look like a nigga's got to lead with, like, a formal fucking proposition to really fucking woe you.
All I ask for is talk with some sense. Like,
yeah, respect. Right. Okay? That's all I ask for.
Display that on your face.
But they don't even talk. That's the thing.
Yeah, they don't. They just
niggas is scared? Yeah, oh, should I start
I went out class? Last night.
I should start a
Oh, yeah, class. She went out last night.
Oh, you went out last night. Oh, y'all, we had a planned birthday. Plan, Bree, birthday. Wow. How old did you turn?
25.
What? Hey, y'all niggas get your macking together, man. Come get on Bree, man. She lonely.
Look at these. <She's lonely. laughs>
Her secret lover left.
Oh my God. Everybody her left. Son, I'm glad son, only three people's in this life.
Her son beat up right. Her secret lover. Her son blacked his eye. That nigga didn't came back since.
So, yeah, I went to Oasis. My cousin convinced me to go to Oasis.
Oh, yeah?
Hold on, where's that one?
How was it?
Havana?
Like, Hampton?
Yeah, Hampton.
It was just, it was
It's ghetto, huh?
It's ghetto. I mean, it's not too ghetto, but the ghetto was brought in there.
It's called Oasis. It's ghetto in there? You would think it would
Nobody be honestly, was. I mean, people was dancing, but people were just standing around.
Remember, that's what happened
girls when we was went dancing to with the girls. Like, if I told my homegirl, okay, I'm not finna dance with you.
I used to like when the girls did that. Because I'm coming to break that up with this. Damn. Too much pussy in the place. Hey, too much pussy in the place.
It's just weird.
I would say that in my head.
They'll stare you down and they won't say nothing. Like,
see. Y'all niggas be saying. And if you do say, you say what I just said out your fucking mouth and not in your head.
When we went to the club with Dustin.
Fuck everything.
We was the only ones dancing.
I know, me all and Tyson was free was dancing. Just like, it was looking like, what the hell is wrong with them?
We having a good fucking time?
Right.
What like you're supposed to be doing?
Right. It's weird.
Tyson was so fucked up that night.
I was. Oh, that's why I'll never drink Long Island again.
Let's read some statuses, y'all.
Never.
Who got some good statuses?
My heel was broke.
Somebody tagged somebody with a funny status.
By the time I got home.
Was it? Oh my gosh.
They said, I thought you
Wait, we were supposed to talk about Dave Chappelle.
Oh yeah, let's get on that. Have y'all seen the Dave Chappelle? That shit is pretty fucking funny. If you haven't watched it, don't watch the rest of this. Because I'm definitely going to fuck it up for anyone there.
Right. We watched it twice. Mm-hmm. Just to get, like, messages we didn't get the first time.
Right.
Fucking, not Dave Chappelle, but there's another comedian with a good one. Ah, this nigga's chugging me. I got an Adam's apple, nigga. I fucking touched that shit one day. I was like, what the fuck? It fucked me up. I was like, what the hell was that? When I first realized I had it. We had been living like in Strawberry, so I can't remember, but it was late. Like, I found this shit out late. I never had this thing sticking out. And nigga, I just touched it one day like, what the fuck? What the hell was that shit? I was like, oh, that's the Adam's apple.
Oh, but you haven't watched it, though.
Mm-hmm. That shit hurt.
You should watch it.
Imagine getting punched.
You should definitely watch it.
What?
Because she hasn't watched it.
Okay, since you haven't watched it, all right, I'm not gonna fuck it up for you, Brittany.
Have I mean,
you
it's
watched
okay.
Squid Games?
Yeah.
You've watched Squid Games?
How do you guys feel about Squid Games?
Nigga, ooh, Squid Games, Lord. Y'all, tag somebody. Tag somebody in here. We gotta talk about Squid Games, man, before we go. Because, like I said, I'm not gonna be here all day today.
It had me having bad dreams because of all that killing.
Yeah, 42 minutes.
It's so brutal.
Look.
No, for real, I was really scared to go to sleep. I don't like that type of stuff. Like, you know, scary movies and all that death stuff. Like, it just be an overload in my head. Like, no.
Well,
how do you feel about it, Brittany?
Look at what people would do, like
for money,
to pay people back.
To pay people back.
That shit is harsh, my nigga.
Because they're in debt.
Have you watched everything that's available for it, or are you on a certain episode?
I finished it.
You finished it. I didn't finish it, so we could talk about it. So look, nigga, I think the one that fucked me up the most was when they made them pair off, my nigga.
Yeah, that's
fucked up.
I couldn't even watch it. Thing. I was like, oh my God.
You know the natural thing for people to do.
For like the marbles and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I was like, that is so fucked up. That's why I was cooking. Like, I'm not watching this.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. It was,
my spirit was so tired after watching all that killing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, I can't believe I used to be comfortable with this shit. Like, for real, I've seen so many people get shot and shit. Like, you know, that shit, the visualness of it. But I'm not living like that no more. So now it's like, so I turn that shit off. Like, goddamn.
I just feel like everybody. They try to put that in your head so, like, it becomes normal. Just it's like the Purge, you know? So, like, if people start getting mad, you know, and they start killing, then it's not really going to be affecting your psyche as much because you just watched nine shows of killing.
I don't want to die, my nigga. Little cousin, have you watched fucking Squid Games, my nigga? Squid Games is fucking me up, bro. I'm going to finish it, but I'm like, damn, after that last game, I'm like, y'all niggas is doing too much, man.
I felt so bad for the husband and wife.
Right.
I know. He kills himself afterwards, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Imagine you did that. You jumped there and beat your wife. Now she gotta die. It's fucked up, bro. Damn.
Man.
It's a moment of silence for Squid Games.
But wait, how that one dude did the other dude? Remember how he had the rocks?
That was
like, dang.
Trick that nigga, like, suck it.
And I was like, why was it the Indian guy? Like, how did he believe him, though? Like,
when he threw, as soon as he threw the jacket over, I would have been like, no. You're bullshit. Now we about to fight, buddy.
His heart was too pure.
And then I'm just like, the whole plan of how he was doing it just didn't even
make sense.
Right.
You go and leave and shit. Talking about me.
We're going to pick other people from other teams. Like,
what is you
like,
what?
Like, you hear all these other people get a shot.
Stupid devil.
Just dumb.
Yeah, Squid Games is fucked up, y'all.
Right, that's what I'm like. Why do y'all like this show? Like, I mean, it's cool, but
I don't like it.
No.
Everything about it is raggedy to me. The people in it are raggedy. Like, look at these people.
Why they gotta be raggedy?
Right. That one girl gets on my nerves.
But maybe they're supposed to look raggedy.
The loud one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's annoying. Yeah,
she's like a fucking old addict and shit. Little dick fiend and shit.
Oh my God.
She's ready to trade her coochie for anything. Like, God damn. Put the pussy
up. He didn't even fool her afterwards. Like,
And then the nigga killed. Or she killed me. She killed that nigga. So I told you when she. Remember what I was saying to her when I was like, "You betrayed me." That's exactly what she said, nigga. Like, you fucking betrayed me. Now you gotta die.
That's crazy.
Damn.
I just think it's so crazy because they're just putting in perspective how far people will go minutes. Just for literally, some money. Like,
literally. It's sad,
nigga. It's horrible.
It's very sad.
Because I feel like people would do that shit. And then they got out and went back. Like, nigga. You know you're probably going to die.
I wouldn't have went back.
Did you not see what just happened in here?
Dude, and even the girl that made it out, She still got cut when they blew up the glass shit. Mm-hmm. She cut that big ass piece of glass in her, like, oh, still got your ass. Mm-hmm. Like, you thought you made it, nigga. Ain't no doctors in here.
Right.
Just sad.
Damn, bro. Like, you did all that, nigga, just to die, right, man. Like, nah, I'm gonna just work hard and do right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just be in debt.
I choose life.
I'm just gonna file bankruptcy or
some shit. Because that, I'm not doing.
Yeah. That's just doing the most. Like, mm-mm. Squid game. As soon as that girl, though, turned and started shooting. Was it out her eyes or whatever?
Right. That would have been it for me. Like, you know what? Bye.
Red light, green light.
Oh, that was just so weird.
Oh, I couldn't. Man. That was, I was like.
And then right. Yeah, like in the beginning when the first couple people got shot and then everybody just keeps running, like, stop fucking running.
Right.
They just. God, that shit let me know with the rest of the show. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just gonna get worse from here.
Pretty much. And then the whole honey cookie or whatever.
Oh my god.
Imagine getting the, what was it? The umbrella?
Yeah, no.
I'd be mad.
Right. And he chose it too. Like.
I would have been like, damn, I'm for real about to die.
Just not had to cook it because all I got was an egg anyway. So. That's my last meal.
Cause they shooting you on the spot. As soon as
literally
it's over for you,
mm-hmm. They literally have someone monitoring,
right? Which you can't even hide, right?
Makes it worse. Like,
this nigga's so ready to do some shit.
I'm about to feed this nigga. Like, I'll pass.
That fucking show is a trip, my nigga.
Wait, so how far did I get?
I think it was probably like one episode left, maybe two. Mm-hmm. I'm to the point to where they had the dinner and she couldn't eat it and she was fucking dying.
Oh yeah.
God damn, that steak was red as shit, too.
And then she did die, didn't she? Because he killed her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
That dinner did look fire, though.
It really did. Like, eat up, bitch. Sorry.
She was a thief. She would have been my favorite one on the show. But she was a thief, so you can't have that spot. Mm-hmm. But she was cool. I liked her.
I liked the old guy.
Old guy too. He was definitely my favorite.
That's why they knew they couldn't show him getting shot, because I would have been. I probably would have cried, like, I can't watch it no more.
That would have been too fucking brutal.
Which I definitely gotta finish it.
Look, I ain't scared of nothing, nigga. Nothing in this world, and I just got bit last week, doing the same shit I'm about to do right now.
That's because you wasn't being careful.
Y'all don't just like put it in there.
Usually he does.
I have the rat in there, but the rat was just acting funny. And yeah, I didn't like how the rat was acting. Like, these snakes is, you know, they worth some bread. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to let you hurt my nigga. So I tried to pull her back out, but she was already turned on. She was ready. And she said, yeah. Tried to eat me. I was like, God damn. Get the fuck off of me. You see, like, if you see the picture, like, it's her mouth. Literally, that's her upper and lower jaw, nigga. She was trying to eat. Like, God damn. These snakes don't bite. Like this one, he used to try to bite, but he don't bite. I can pretty much fuck with him.
She look like
this nigga don't bite me.
Sound good.
Y'all niggas stop being scared, man. I'm really scared of none of this shit out here, nigga. Mm-hmm. That's why we the most powerful fucking thing out here, the humans. You know what I'm saying? We got everything they
mind
don't.
Mind wise, yeah.
Yeah, we got everything they don't. This my nigga though, he's about to shit after this eating. Oh shit. But shit, man, look, let me see how much time we got left, y'all. Cause
we can end it. Playing. Honestly.
Tonight, yeah. I'm not doing no commercial for wifey because she don't need one. Right? I ain't got time for this shit. Alright? I need my woman back. In action. Yaman. Yaman. Mm-hmm. Alright, cool. Well, shit, yeah. Y'all niggas, I'm probably about to start going live on Instagram. I want to see what that Instagram.
You need to.
For real. Get to Instagram and
do it. I would have went live today.
I don't know. Where is your birthday? You just sent out some of that birthday.
My dad has blocked me.
Why didn't you keep your hair?
They thought I was driving and going live last night. Ooh. So I got to wait until 3 o'clock in the morning.
This nigga, yes.
But that was lit last night.
Get the people what they're looking for. Baby.
Why didn't you keep your hair?
Who, me?
Won't you?
Oh, yeah, you know.
You didn't want it for every day.
Not really.
Just stepping
just in case somebody see me yesterday, you wouldn't know who I was today.
Right.
I was like a one-time thing. Not a one-time thing.
Way bigger than he was. All
right.
That was cute.
Thanks.
Y'all say happy birthday to Brittany, man. Send her some birthday cash apps and shit.
For real. I was not posted yesterday, but everybody already talking about
it. Until I get my baby tiger nigga.
Post what?
My cash app.
Oh. Yeah, ain't nobody gonna give me
that. Hit up Brittany's cash app, man. Y'all niggas better not be friends. Y'all be doing all that talking.
For real.
Y'all got some money, man. I hope you got some money saved up all this goddamn crypto, something. Nigga. Going on around here, down here, boy. No, send her ass some Bitcoin.
They got done gave everybody right. Some back.
Send Brittany some Bitcoin. Kind
of money. Cause I'm just like, where's everybody getting that money from? Cause ain't nobody working. Nobody's working. That's why I'm like.
I was literally thinking that, like, Bitcoin, how are baby. People making a living? Like, I really want to know because I want to do it too. Like, I'm just saying,
Bitcoin,
you know.
So I'm like, we went to Denny's yesterday because it was the only thing that was left open. There was. The manager at the front and one cook. I'm like, where is your staff? Where is your staff?
Who's gonna bring the food to the table?
Pretty much. That was him.
The cook was bringing the food to
pretty much. Like, I was just like, okay, this is ghetto. I gotta go home.
Right.
I knew Waffle House wasn't open. They closed early for some odd reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the stuff wasn't open. Like,
all of them closed early now.
It's a shame.
Damn. And then, like, even if you go to the grocery store, you'll notice, like, you'll wait way longer because they ain't got no staff. People's like, what are people doing? Like, are they literally. Doing, like, working for Amazon, like, driving packages around? Or like,
literally, what are they doing?
Uber,
because I'm like, I know y'all still ain't living off in PPP loans. Like, and, you can't be.
Man, I hope y'all niggas is good out there, man. Y'all niggas with them fucking loans, bro. That's
they about to get their ass in trouble.
Anything them niggas is willing to give you, you better know that shit coming. Talk with about their attachment.
How many people did they say they audited?
This nigga's going to jail for 20 years, nigga.
20 years.
20
That's
years.
Why I didn't even try to get it.
Because like, you was out here thirsty. Yeah.
A lot of people didn't even start their business until 2020.
Right.
Nigga,
them people is really tripping. Gonna have to owe that money back.
Y'all niggas is tripping, bro. Like, I hope y'all alright, man. I hope y'all got all the paperwork and shit they asking for. Cause I don't see nobody go to jail behind that. That's damn, my nigga.
I don't know, 20 years over some 20,000.
You know what you could do with 20 years? Make way more than they fucking gave you.
Right.
That fucking people.
Pretty much.
I promise you that. No matter how much it is.
But I'm like.
Damn.
I do want to know because even when I go to Family Dollar, that should be pissing me off because, like, their hours, they don't be open until 12. Then there was one temporarily closed because they don't have enough staff.
Like, I just, where is everybody at? Like, and I know living in Colorado.
Right.
You're
like,
sitting out here with no income?
Right. Like, you selling drugs or some shit?
Like, something.
What are y'all doing? Like, I really need to know. Every place I go to, it says, now hiring, now hiring, now hiring.
Urgently
they're even
hiring.
Trying to give bonuses.
To start?
Yeah, literally. To start.
I should go get a little bullshit
they ain't
job.
Even giving interviews no more.
I should go work here.
Right,
can you start today? Okay.
Yeah, they said, like, get an interview today, start tomorrow. Or get paid tomorrow. That's what they said at Family Dollar.
I wonder how much
that's crazy. Well,
they're going to be like $8 an hour. I'm like, shit.
No.
Then it said McDonald's, now 12. Hiring. When 12, I hear yeah, it was like 18 an hour at McDonald's. And I'm like... Not working
there.
Right, but
thing,
still, for
hours.
A kid, $18
an
hour.
Right.
My son
and
could use
they're
that.
Not even working, so it's just like,
my son
okay.
Could use that for sure.
Right. Our son, he wants to work. I'm like, well, you got like 2 years.
Right.
Well, ladies, y'all want to shoot y'all's socials out there?
No. It's like, I'm just kidding. It's like, you can find me on IG, TIEMARIE22.
Appreciate all the niggas so I can do Bree. Where can they find you?
POV of Bree.
Play podcast.
Don't come on there being weird.
Look, y'all niggas, I'm gonna try to upload this episode. That's why I'm trying to be like time sensitive and shit. So that I can upload this episode to Instagram. I wanna do that shit this time. Hopefully we'll see what happens. Alright. But y'all niggas can follow me, Truth from the Six, follow the Place Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, nigga. Hey. Play a podcast. Maybe next week. We'll do something. Who wants to cook for the Players Podcast?
For real.
Where's my nigga El Shaniqua?
I'm like, for real. Who really?
Somebody tag El Shaniqua in this motherfucker.
Right.
LA. LA. I need some of them honey high wings.
No, I need some deep fried crab legs.
I
did a tomahawk steak. Okay, that, but. Like, y'all get the point.
By the time we eat, shit, ain't no show about to happen.
All right.
I'm gonna have the ice.
Right, straight sleep. Like.
But yeah, maybe we'll cook some, or no, have somebody make some food and bring it through, or I'll go pick it up. But y'all tag some niggas in here that cook good, all right? All right, man. Well, look, y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keep it playa. Gone. Play podcast. Play podcast. Alright, let's give them some after show content. Because we're still recording on the mic, Bree. So, what happened this weekend? No niggas tried to push it. Nobody tried to get that pussy.
Oh my god. Why is he always
got right?
That's what I was after that, Coochie. Give me some of that, Coochie, Coochie.
Them dudes are weird. I don't talk. Like, ew.
How did them niggas, so when you say weird, is it weird because, like, they're letting you know they like you and not, like, saying it and being like, what's up, let me get you a drink?
Yeah, like, at least say hi, anything.
Okay. But they're just like, looking at you like, that's her from the Facebook.
No.
Live in the flesh.
Right.
Oh my god, it's her.
No.
Oh shit, he got a little Peter Hart and shit.
Oh my god.
Bing. Like, she looked just like I thought she would. Smells. I thought she would.
Damn.
Go up to her. Go up to her. I'm scared.
That's why I changed it here today. Cause now,
nope.
What was you doing yesterday? What happened, Missy? Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, you looked it nice. I saw that. Yeah.
Went there color. And then went to Denny's. Empty Denny's.
Damn.
Nasty.
Denny's ain't that 24 hours? It's empty.
But I guess I mean, the staff was empty. There was the cook. And the manager. Like, literally.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
So sad. But he was still trying to do his best. And I'm like, oh, I felt bad for him.
Right. And that's, like, when we went to the bowling alley, like, for my sister's birthday. And, like, she couldn't even handle, like, everybody. Like, you know?
Bro, they tried to kick us out without giving us our fucking cards back.
Yeah. Like, she, because all of our tabs were open. Mm-hmm. We didn't see this lady for, like, the whole time. She was so Jersey. Overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Like,
have you met Jersey? You gotta meet that nigga Jersey. His ass was funny. His nigga went off twice in the same night. His nigga went off at the bowling. Well, no, his wife went off. And then he went off after her. And then, at the pool hall, that nigga said, hey, everybody. You know, he's from New Jersey. Y'all, she got us all fucked the fuck up, y'all. Fucking bitch. Disrespecting all of us. Like, he's like, we should get the fuck up and leave. Who's with me?
Why you
niggas was like, bro, we waiting on food and drinks, my nigga.
Sit down.
But I guess the lady was being a bitch. When I talked to her, she wasn't being a bitch. I don't know what the difference, because I was with them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the difference was from me and them.
Probably because you knew what you wanted, and they kept coming back like, oh, let me get some more shots. You know?
Probably right about that.
So she was probably getting annoyed, like, instead of them being like, hey.
We need 25 shots of fucking
right.
Whatever you got. That little bar was so sad. I'm like, damn, I'm about my bar at home. Way colder than y'all shit.
Right, she was like, the only thing we have left is Crown. Like,
broke-ass fucking...
Regular Crown?
Broke-ass bar. I was like, damn.
I think it was Crown Apple, but still. I forgot to mention the whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas... Ew. Well, see, y'all, if y'all listening to the after show right now, then that means you a tight-ass, play-ass nigga, right? So, look, have you tried the whiskey? I'm like, Hatozaki.
Why
the emphasis on the name?
Hatozaki. Have you tried it? That shit is fire, my nigga. I wish it was later in the day. I'll take a shot right now. Cause Brie, you want to try it? You want to taste it? I got another
just
bottle.
Like, sure. Just like a little. It's like good. You know, you don't.
It's
have to
different. Like, it's see, it's like it's. I feel like this drink is more for like.
If it you're doesn't be have drinking. Like a.
Cause it's oh man, after the first one you like oh
yeah, it's not like a harsh like burns your throat like oh
thank
shit.
God
yeah no because he made me try it like yesterday or the day before I don't remember I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, Colorado's not
here. Wanna go buy yourself a steak? Bring it back. I'm about to make some linguine. Hatosaki. See, you can even smell it. Look, let me get you a fucking.
Smells like.
It's so different. It's like you can't compare it to tequila because it's not
right. You really can't.
Yeah, it's like not. I don't know. Like it has a different taste too.
It's
like
got a nothing lot going really. On. I wonder what kind of tree they use to make the barrels.
Tree.
Because you know that stuff matters. That regional type shit. Like, you know, they only could use just spruce trees.
Yeah, teeny bit.
Like, following you and shit.
That's it.
Right.
Like, you try to give her a shot.
Right.
Like, this is a taste test.
I want her to get the initial taste, and then the second taste is what.
It smells good, though.
It smells, man, I'm telling you.
It's not as bad. Because, you know, when you try to get prepared for alcohol.
Right.
Especially if you did plan on drinking, like, you know.
Y'all niggas get y'all some Hatosaki.
But it's definitely
I'm
not.
I'm gonna post it up
like,
today
yeah,
on Instagram.
I was not thinking about drinking, right? So I had to get myself prepared.
Right.
Like, drink.
That's the best time to drink it, though. That's the best time to drink it when it's like, you know, when you ain't drink nothing. To try it, you gonna drink the whole thing. You supposed to take it in two pots.
Yeah, about that.
God damn, Brittany, your ass about to be sliding on the way home. It's smooth,
like
huh?
Like Kevin.
Oh,
right.
Kevin, right? Real shit.
It's good.
It's good.
It's not bad. It's really not bad.
That's what I'm drinking.
See,
now.
Like, and it didn't have like that harsh little burn,
right.
You know?
Or that nasty aftertaste. It's actually pretty good.
I gotta forget. How do I die?
I was like, okay, I could drink this. Right. Like, you know, it's kind of expensive, but I guess you gotta pay for quality.
Right.
Yeah, I like that shit a lot. That's the only thing I'm drinking for right now. Next month we might try something else. Or I might keep drinking Hatosaki and just show y'all something else. I don't know.
Stop saying it like that.
Hatosaki. Where's that bottle? What did I do with that bottle? It's made by. Hold on. God damn it. The snake is fucking in my hair. Jesus. Unhand me. Finest Japanese whiskey, the Kaikyo Distillery. Kaikyo. Akashi City, Hayogo, Yonezawa family. Okay. Yeah, this shit's smooth, man. Y'all do a good job, Yonezawa. For sure. But, all right, man. I appreciate y'all niggas listening to the after show. Brittany, you see Brittany still ain't giving up shit.
What?
We're trying to
I
figure out an avenue in for y'all niggas.
What do you mean? Because
she said her secret lover has disappeared.
No, I ain't say nothing. I ain't got no secret lover in my disappeared. So, I'm still single until somebody takes me off the market.
Brittany is still available. We gonna get her.
What is this?
Right. Love connection. No.
This podcast after show, macking session. Who wants to mac on Brie? You gotta make her laugh, my nigga. You got to smell good, brother. Oh, you got to be a brother. Brother. Y'all niggas. All right, man. Look, get your good shirt on now. Okay? Get you some good shoes. Okay? Wash your ass. Nigga, don't skip the shower. Nigga. And yeah, you fucking got to put yourself in. Where are you going to be at, Brittany, this weekend coming up?
I don't know. I mean, I might be here.
You okay, so she's leaving y'all niggas. Only the out-of-state players.
Pretty much.
California.
California, hey.
Or Vegas.
That too.
Or fucking Florida.
I never been to Florida.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought you've been to Florida.
I know, I want to go.
No, I don't know why I feel like y'all, you and your cousin went or some shit.
We were going to go for her birthday.
Oh,
but
okay.
We didn't.
I knew something like that. But yeah, man, come
it's
on, y'all.
It's definitely on the list.
Stop being scared. Brittany is open.
Miami.
She's open and receptive to new love. Y'all niggas.
Why is he doing his
right?
That's why it's like what
Sunday
is
night slow jams or something.
Right. Next thing you know, like some fucking John B's.
Right.
Ooh, that would be so dope if I could hit that right now. Girl, it's all right. Baby. Ooh, I wish I could play that shit.
No.
That's my shit. All right, I'm going to stop playing around. But yeah, for real, y'all niggas, pay attention, man. You see what she like. You see, you hear, if you a smart nigga, you been studying, gathering your informations, my nigga. You gonna know how to come. Some nigga been to get your ass, Brittany. He been watching you, no. Nigga. He gonna snatch your ass off the market so goddamn fast you ain't even gonna know it was a market.
Nope, I can't even make it 24 hours. It's
that. Damn, you niggas is traveling.
I'm just here. We're
gonna get it together. We're gonna get it together. It's like, all right, I'm gonna stop fucking around, y'all. I gotta start cooking because I'm hungry as fuck. Man. Oh, it's not even 3 yet. Okay. Well, I'm about to start cooking at 3, okay? All right, but still, for real, y'all niggas keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keeps it player. Go. Play podcast. Play it.